Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is Rich Jones, host of Jacksonville's Morning News, heard weekdays from 5 to 9 a.m. on 104.5 FM WOKV. Thanks for listening to our Jacksonville's Morning News podcast. If you haven't yet, subscribe to the Burrish Daily Discussion podcast and the Mark Kay Show. And don't forget, head to iTunes or Google Play and leave a review. Thanks for listening. At 7:40, our top story, the Senate is poised to vote midweek to acquit the president on a pair of impeachment charges. We do still have some activity that begins as early as this morning. 11 o'clock is when we expect to hear final arguments from both sides. Fox's Rachel Sutherland continues our live team coverage in Washington after ultimately on Friday they determined they're going to punt this thing into this week, which means that it'll happen the day after the president delivers a State of the Union.
That's exactly right. We're expecting a final vote on a verdict sometime after 4 p.m. Eastern on Wednesday, the day after the State of the Union address. Today, though, there will be 4 hours of closing arguments, House managers, President legal team getting equal time there. And then the senators who've been under a rule of silence this whole time will have an opportunity to give floor speeches. That final vote expected sometime after 4 p.m. Eastern, and we expect that to be not guilty at the end of the day.
Because the Senate is the Senate, are there any amendments, any efforts that Democratic senators could potentially do as a last-gasp effort to bring up the issue of witnesses again, or is that now in our rear view?
I think that's pretty much in rear view. I think on Friday there was another effort led by Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer to do that. He did it quickly. They were out of there earlier than anyone expected. He may try that again just to get, again, Republican senators on the record as voting no, but it won't have any impact on the outcome of the trial.
Yeah, well, continuing coverage. You can watch live coverage beginning at 11 o'clock this morning as those closing arguments get underway at WOKV.com, streaming in the WOKV app, and a full recap here tomorrow with Fox's Rachel Sutherland and our team of reporters in D.C., led by the 34 years of experience from insider Jamie Dupree tomorrow on Jacksonville's Morning News.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.